I have the singular honor to invite to the podium the first preacher for this morning in the person of Pastor Victor Uku, the provincial pastor for Bayelsa Province.
Somebody who is excited this morning, can you shout a loud, loud hallelujah? Somebody who believes that this morning God has marked him or her for a blessing, can you shout a loud, loud hallelujah? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll sing just one worship song that, we used to sing. It's a very familiar song with us over there. We'll just sing that song quickly. You may not actually know the song, but you can sing along. It's a popular worship song that we are used to. Praise the Lord. Ekeredao, 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 inakomenemenekemekefa, Jesus. Jesus. Can we rise our feet as we stick together? One, two, good.
Ekeredao, 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 inakome bene bene kene kene fa,
privilege to be surnamed by your name. We thank you for this glorious morning that we're here to receive the first word on this last day of this glorious gathering. I ask, dear Father, that you will communicate yourself to us in definite ways. And I ask, O God Almighty, that no one will leave this meeting today, Father, the same way they came. Father, you will speak to every heart. And oh God, there shall be a lifting in your house. I had myself behind the cross. Oh Lord, take this vessel of clay. And with it, oh God, manifest yourself. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Can I hear that amen very well? Amen. God bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus as you have your seat. I want to first of all appreciate my father in the Lord and the father of the house, the general overseer of this great commission, for the privilege and honor to stand behind this exalted pulpit to declare God's word today and the first message of the last day of the Wind and Fire Conference 2020. 2025. Let's celebrate Jesus. I also want to appreciate the team of leadership of Redemption Ministries that God has given for us, doing a great work. Somebody say, God bless our pastors. You're not saying it well. Somebody shout it louder, God bless our pastors. All right, let's look at Psalm 121. My message this morning, if you look at the program booklet, you'll see that the covenant of protection. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, right where you are sitting, God has a covenant with you. I say, God has a covenant with you, and no evil shall befall you. All right, let's read along Psalm 121, verse 1 to the end, to verse 8. David was speaking yesterday, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Do you believe that? God knows the sleep of your matter. Tell the neighbor, God knows the sleep of my matter. The Lord is thy keeper. Is he your keeper? Is he your keeper? The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. A shade is a covering. When you're covered, who can destroy you? Ask your neighbor, who can destroy you? The Lord is your shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Some evil. A few evil. How many evil? Whatever the enemy will imagine against you to execute over your life, what has God said over your life? He will what? Preserve you. Therefore, it could not come to pass. He will preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. From this time forth and even for some time. For a few times. For a few moments. For a few days. How many times? Can I hear it loud? How many times? How many times? Forevermore. There is a place in God. It is called the secret place. And everyone who is in that place is protected, is secured, and is safe. And God has covenanted with me and with you to protect you from all vices and all devices of the wicked. In Psalm 91, it says in verse 1, Psalm 91, verse 1, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, where shall he abide? Where shall he abide? Under the shadow, under the protective covering of the Almighty. When you abide in his secret place, no demon can harass you. No purpose of the wicked shall prosper concerning your life. Let me tell you, not that they will not try, but you are protected. You are properly guarded and guided, and you are secure. Have you seen the security details of the President of America? Well protected. You can't get close. Even the vehicle he rides, the plane that carries him around, is well protected, well secured. No bomb can bomb it. How much more you, the son, the daughter of the King of Glory? Who can destroy you? Who can destroy you? As long as you are in the secret place of the Most High, you are preserved. You are secure. You are protected. Hallelujah! I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my security. He is my covering and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Why will He deliver you? Because He has a covenant to protect you. He has a covenant to protect you. So when the enemy comes to want to harass you, He will deliver you, that their intent and plans will not prosper concerning your life. He said, with your eyes only will you behold. Because He will deliver you. And somebody will be delivered this morning. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. He shall be your shield and your blocker. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Why? Because He's protecting you. You will hear it happen around, but in your territory, there is safety and there is security. Hallelujah. See, 1,000 shall fall at thy right side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Why? Why is all this? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. For He shall give, there shall not even befall thee in any place come nigh that dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And they will keep you. I said they will keep you. Now, what is a covenant? A covenant is an unbreakable agreement between two parties that have joined together as one. A covenant is a unbroken agreement between two persons who have joined together to agree that this is what they will do, this is how they will do it. Each person in the covenant has responsibilities. Is somebody hearing me? Each person in the covenant has responsibility. God has entered a covenant with us, one. He has a responsibility to protect us, but we also have a responsibility. And I will show you our responsibility. In Psalm 105 verse 8, give me Psalm 105 verse 8. Psalm 105 verse 8. Say, He has remembered this covenant forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations. God's covenant is not about to stop operating in your life. Praise the Lord. Now, one of the ways, one and the most important ways that we have access to enjoy the covenant that God has with His children is when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior. The day you become born again, you sign an agreement with Him. And He signed an agreement with you to preserve you, to protect you. Your part of the agreement is to walk in his ways. Your part of the agreement is to obey him. Your part of the agreement is to honor you. And his own part is to preserve you, to protect you, to prosper you, to keep you. So inasmuch as God has a responsibility under the covenant to protect and preserve us, we have the responsibility to walk according to his ways. Like I said in Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place. Now when you vacate the secret place and you dwell in an unprotected environment, will you be hurt? Will you be destroyed? Will you be killed? Why? Because you left the protective covering of God. And because you departed from that environment, you became vulnerable. And at times we wonder, God, why is this happening to me? The question you should ask yourself, what have I done to deserve this? Have you broken the edge? Because God does not disappoint in his agreement. When God enters the agreement with man, with any person, God honors it to the latter. He keeps it. He watches over it to make sure that it prospers. But most often, that is not the case with us. Number two fact I want to bring out here this morning is that a lot of us are living in ignorance of the covenant that God has with us. And because of that, we walk in fear, we live in fear, we dwell in fear. Fear of everything and anything. I can't forget my experience growing up, you know, as a youth and going on, you know, into adulthood. I was terrorized by fear. I feared cockroach. I fear rats. I fear human beings. I fear everything and I fear everybody. I fear to sleep at night. At night I'll be counting the ceilings to, you know, praying that the day will break for me to see the sunlight. It was a terrible experience. Until one day while I was on campus, on my bed, in school, reading the scriptures, studying the Bible, And the Lord took me to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. That was the day of my deliverance. Colossians 3. Say, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is alive, shall appear, ye shall also appear with him in glory. But when I read verse 3, it was as though somebody stood by my side and was talking to me and said, Victor, you are dead. He asked me, are you dead? I said, yes, I am dead. And he said, if anybody want to kill you, because I was afraid that people want to kill me, I have been inundated with all kinds of stories that there are some witches in our community, our family, that they're planning to wipe away our family. I lost my mom. I lost my younger sister, our only girl in the family. And fear seized me. If they could kill my mom, if they could kill my sister, I am the next person in line. And I lived in that fear for years. But this scripture, discovering your place in the covenant, will set you free. And can you hear that? Amen. That day, the voice can say to me, if you are dead, then you cannot be destroyed. Nobody can kill a dead man. A dead man is a dead man. Whatever I do to a dead man, you're wasting your time. So if you truly are dead, whatever they will do to you is waste of time. And if they will do anything, they will first of all kill God. And after they have killed God, they will open God, bring out Christ, and they will kill Christ. And after they have killed Christ, then they will bring you out and kill you. And then if they cannot kill God, if they cannot kill Christ, they cannot kill you. Is somebody hearing me this morning? That was my deliverance. And you know something, friends? When I got my deliverance, Wind and Fire Conference the following years, you know, Pastor gave me a message to preach, a seminar to teach, the spirit of fear. I said, oh, God wants me to tell people what he has done for me. And I went to town, I began sharing this story. You are here, you're living in fear. Your deliverance will come today. From that day, I was afraid to go to the village. But from that day, I began going to the village. Why? Because the fear, the terror of the devil has been broken. Are you dead? Are you sure you are dead? No, I don't think you are dead. Can anybody kill a dead man? A dead man is a dead man. So you must know, you must discover your place in the covenant. It's not just our father taught us something. He said, this is the book of the general covenant. Am I correct? He said, but you must discover your personal covenant in this book. The covenant is not for some seasons. The covenant works for all seasons. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The three Hebrews children understood the covenant. And because they had understanding of the covenant that God will protect them, when Nebuchadnezzar signed the decree to law that anyone that does not bow to the idol he has made will be thrown into the fiery burning furnace of fire, the Bible says, these three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, told Nebuchadnezzar, we are not afraid to answer you in this matter. We are not scared to talk to you concerning this matter. But let us make you to understand this fact. Even if our God does not respond to us, we will not bow to your altar. No, chapter 3, please. In verse number 16, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand. But if peradventure he does not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar's fury, full of fury, and then the form of his visage was changed against the three men. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should hit the furnace one seven times more, that it was wood to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and horseless. Now let's go down to verse number 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselor, did not we cast three men be bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto him, unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said unto them, no, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, And the form of the fourth man is like the Son of God. When you have this understanding that he that keepeth you does not slumber, and that wherever you are, he is with you, my friend, you fear nobody. You fear nothing. They told him, we're not afraid to answer you. We're not scared of you. If God does not protect us, so let be it. You see, we compromise easily. We give up easily. We accept the conditions of the enemy so easily. We don't put up a fight to resist him. The Bible says, resist the devil. Resist him. And what will happen? What will happen? What will happen? Our resistance level is low. He whispers a thing in your ear and you buy it in and you begin to meditate upon it, and it gets your attention and it paralyzes your faith. It paralyzes the word of God in you, and you begin to cry and panic and run helter-skelter, and you begin to go to prayer contractors who will make you milk you of your resources and promise you solution that they don't give to you. You need to know the covenant. What has God said concerning your life? These men, they knew what God has said, and nothing could dissuade them to believe otherwise. And Nebuchadnezzar said, he saw four men walking loose inside the fire. And God said to us in Isaiah 43, he said, you will walk, you will enter the fire, and the fire will not burn you. Am I talking to somebody? He said, you will walk through the water, and the water will not overflow you. Why? Because he is there to protect you. He is there to secure you. He is there to preserve your life. Hallelujah! You know, 2021, I was traveling to Puerto Rico from Bonny, and the sea was very calm. We were enjoying the cruise. I was even sleeping at the point. All of a sudden, I heard, and the boat started sinking to the water. Everyone was screaming, hey, hey, hey. I heard a calm voice, relax. Grab the bench. Marry the bench. Hey, somebody hearing me? Marry the bench. Those of us who travel by water, we sit on bench. No, we don't sit on four, three chairs. He said, marry the bench. As I married the bench, I began to float. I began to what? Float. In the midst of the water, he will protect you. Yeah. When the rescue came, they went for the people who were sinking already. So one person have sank twice and was going down for the third time. She was the first person they rescued. And they rescued others. I was the last person they rescued. They said, my own case is not critical. That I am safe, my own case. Why? Because he that keepeth Israel is not sleeping, is not slumbering. He that keepeth Israel is not sleeping. He's not sleeping because of you. And that was how I was rescued. When I came, I told our father that this is what I experienced. He said, Victor, make sure you don't travel by the open sea anymore. Go through LNG boat. I said, yes, sir. But when I left him, I said, look, if I keep that word, fear will grip me. Whenever I want to travel by sea, I remember the accident. One day I said to myself, Father, forgive me for disobeying this word, but this sea, I will defeat you. And the following week, or 2 weeks after, I crossed the sea. And I met a young man who said to me, you had an accident on the sea and you've been crossing the sea as though nothing happened. I said, yes, so I carry God though. Let me carry the cross and I'm like that. He said, he's doing a program in that Uniport or so. And after he had a boat mishap, he abandoned this program. He has refused to cross the sea. I said, now what if it happened to me, The fear, whenever the thought comes to cross the sea, fear grips him and is paralyzed. He abandoned his program in school. because he couldn't cross the sea to go. Fear. You will defeat fear this morning. I did not hear that to him. And I said, you will defeat fear this morning. How can I enjoy the covenant of protection? Number one, he must be born again. Tell somebody he must be born again. I can't hear you. You must be born again. We heard about it in this conference. You must be born of the water and of the spirit, not the church goer. There are many persons who are living terrified lives. They go to church, but they are living lives that you really wonder, does this one know God at all? You must be born again. Born of the Spirit. Number two, you must stay out of sin. You must stay out of sin. Don't break the edge. The Bible says, Ecclesiastes 10 verse 8, he that breaketh the edge, what will happen to him? The serpent will bite. When you break the edge, you create an opening of access to the devil to come and attack your life, to harass your family. Don't break the edge. There is a protective edge around you. God has put it there. As long as you are in that circle, you are secure. You are preserved. You are protected. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, you must learn to obey divine instructions. You must learn to obey divine instructions. No matter how spiritual you are, no matter how prayerful you are, no matter how much of the world you know, friends, if you cannot obey instructions given to you by God, you will die before your time. And don't blame God. Imagine when Jesus was born, and after the three wise men visited, the angel came and told John, I've been told Joseph, he said, run to Egypt. Why did he ask Joseph to carry his wife and the Savior to Egypt? He is the Son of God. God will have sent angels to come to fight. Why? That was wisdom. Instruction. Flee to Egypt. God knew why. And when they were coming back, they heard that, and that dangerous king was in place. The angel appeared and just relaxed in Nazareth. All was in fulfillment of divine purpose. But they obeyed instructions. Friends, if you don't know how to obey instructions, you will die before your time. You will become vulnerable to all kinds of attacks of the enemy. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 22, 2 Samuel 5, 22, 2 Samuel 5, 22, and the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. The next verse. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. The next verse. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee and smite the host of the Philistines. The next verse. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come to Gaza. Now, if David had, because he fought the first battle, he defeated the Philistines. If he had walked presumptuously, yesterday I defeated these enemies, today I will still defeat them, without going to ask counsel from God, will he have come out alive? Answer me, church. Will he have come out alive? Tell somebody, stop being presumptuous. I can't hear your voice. I can't hear your voice. Stop being presumptuous. Always learn to seek counsel. That you won that battle yesterday does not mean you win it today. Ask God, God, what do I do here? How do I handle this matter? How do I move? Where do I go to? And God will give you clear instructions on what to do. And when you follow his instructions, you save yourself. Jesus said in John 10:27, give me John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep, what do they do? What do they do? Shout it louder, what do they do? They hear my voice. And he said, I know them. And they do what? Do you follow his instructions? Do you follow his instructions? And they follow me. The next verse. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. Because they follow me, no man can pluck them out of my hands. They are secured in my hands. But when you don't follow him, you become a prey. You can be plucked out of his hands. You become vulnerable. Hey, tell your neighbor, stop being vulnerable from today. Learn to follow instructions. Number four, be vigilant. Be sensitive. Don't be careless. Don't say, I am Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking. I am a superman in God. No, be vigilant. Tell somebody be vigilant. Tell somebody be vigilant. Tell that person be sensitive. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. 8, not 1. He said, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Your adversary. The man who hates you with passion, the devil. As a roaring lion, what is he doing? He's walking about. And what is he looking for? He's looking for what? He's looking for people to destroy. He's moving out. You are a king's kid. That you are a child of God, friends, it's not enough. You need to be vigilant, be sensitive. When you're vigilant, you enter an atmosphere, you will hear a voice, look, don't sit on this seat. Go and sit on the other seat. When you are sensitive in the spirit, you hear the voice, don't travel today. Stay at home. Spend time in my presence. And then the later you hear, something happened in so place. You have delivered yourself by being sensitive. By being sensitive, by being vigilant. Be watchful. Don't see a trap and go and fall inside it. Like the story we heard some years ago, how that a man went to a prison in Jos. Is it Jos? And said, if Daniel entered lions den, and lions became his pillows, I will enter this lion's den, and nothing will happen to me. And what happened? As he entered inside, did he come out alive? It was his bones they came to pick up. Be vigilant. Be sensitive. Number five, stay in the place of prayer. Stay in the place of prayer. Don't play with prayer. The place of prayer is the place of instruction. The place of prayer is the place of preservation. The place of prayer is the place of life. Stay in the place of prayer. When the law was passed against Daniel, they deliberately wrote that law because of Daniel. When Daniel discovered that a law has been signed, did he stop praying? He stayed in the place of prayer. He didn't panic. He kept on praying as at other times. He then began running helter skelter, looking for, you know, solutions in places where solutions cannot be found. Tell somebody your style, stop running everywhere. I can't hear somebody's voice. Stop running everywhere. If they happen for you, you go. This prophet did that, they prophesy, you go. This one there, they see vision, you go. Wait into your eyes. Your eye not see vision. Are you not a priest of God and a prophet of God? Why are you reducing yourself and submitting your grace to another man? And in most of these places, their threshold are consecrated to Satan. So when you enter, it's like another spirit enters you. You lose your senses. If they say, drink whatever, you will drink it. Because you're no more in your right senses. Daniel stayed in the place of prayer. He was not running everywhere. Let me go see the king. Let me make an appeal to the... No, he stayed in the place of prayer and appealed to the King of Kings. And when he was thrown into the lion's den, the king came and asked him, Daniel, the God whom thou servest, the God whom thou servest, has he kept you? And Daniel answered and said to the king, yes. Let me tell you, friends, God will not fail you. Am I talking to somebody? God will not fail you. You must know these few facts. Number one, you must know that his name is a covering over you. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And what happens to them? Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, not a weak tower. A tower is a place of security. The righteous run into that name. And what happens to that to them? What happens to them? They are what? Safe. They are safe. They are safe. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Do you know that? That you are safe in his name. His name alone guarantees your security, guarantees your protection, guarantees your preservation. Do you know that? His name, his name. His name is higher above other names. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher above other names. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Wherefore, the Father has given unto him a name that is above every name. That at the mention of his name, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. No matter the knee, no matter how powerful that knee is, it will do what? When we were to bury my father, there was this wicked man in the community. My younger ones were scared, very scared of him. They feared him. So he came to the burial and he told me, please don't shake his hands. I said, hey, what did he carry now? What did I carry? Pass, what did he carry you? I carry Jesus. I carry fire. I go shake that hand. So he came and stretched his hand, and I stretched my hands towards him, and I held his hand, and I shook it, I shook it. I was speaking to him, not audibly, but I was speaking. And not too long, some months ago, they called me and said, "Victor, have you heard that so-so-so person is there?" I said, "I'm not surprised." The wicked has an expiry date. Why are you afraid of them? His name is a covering. Notice and have peace. His name is security for you. It's a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And they are what? Safe. Number two, know that you carry his presence. Hello? One of the problems we have today, I'm sorry to say this, we have lost his presence. And that's why we look empty and naked. The presence of God is the covering over us. Without his presence, we are empty and we are nothing. His presence. His presence. In Genesis 39, verse 2. Meaning I can have Genesis 39, verse 2 and verse 21. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. The Lord was with Joseph. His presence was with Joseph. The Lord did not come physically and stay with Joseph. What was with Joseph? What was with Joseph? His presence. Be conscious of the fact that you are carrying his presence. And wherever you enter, his presence enters with you. As you sit in that bus, traveling, his presence is there with you. Some years ago, when I was the administrator of the summer Bible school, I was sourcing for lecturers, and I traveled to Benin to see one of our father-in-law's friends who we wanted to invite as one of the lecturers. As we were traveling on the way, I had a vigil the Friday night preceding Saturday, and then I took up that journey traveling to Benin. That was 1998. And as we were traveling, that was a period where there was fuel scarcity. The driver had 50 liter jerrycan of fuel in the boot of the car. I sat at the extreme black. In those days, we had this station wagon. This 504 station wagon. I sat at the extreme end because that was the space available. And as we were going, I felt drowsy and sleepy. And I closed my eyes to say, I heard a voice that said to me, "Victor, don't sleep, pray." But the body was weak and weary. As I closed my eyes, I heard the voice, and I began murmuring in tongues, "Just pray, just pray." As we are moving on the road, within Sapele, that Sapele Benin Road, the next thing I heard, and the car began somersaulting. And you look at that Sapele Benin Road, at the edges, there are small creeks. It's somersaulting at the edge of the creek. The tires were up, the top was down. But you know, amazingly, as the car was somersaulting, the whole car was thick dark. All I was saying, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." When the car came to a stop, I was the first person that came out. If you are clapping, clap for Jesus. I was the first person that came out of that car. And then we now tried to open the door, we dragged other people out, and then we turned the car up back to its position. Do you know something? The fuel did not burst. No leakage of that fuel. We didn't even know there was fuel in the boot until the driver told us, "I carry fuel for that boot," but nothing happened. His presence was there. His presence was there. His presence was there. And let me tell you, wherever you are, if his presence is with you, no evil shall befall you. No plague shall come near your dwelling. The antibody I wore was completely shredded into pieces. I still wore it like that to Benin. Go to Bishop Collins' house. Late Bishop, it's late now. He was not in the house. He has traveled to America. So I did about turn. With that shredded cloth, Went to the park, entered vehicle again, came to Port Harcourt, went straight to my doctor. He examined, checked, said, Victor, nothing is wrong with you. No internal bleeding, no broken bone, no fracture. Who did it? When you carry his presence, nothing will happen to you. When you step out of his presence, anything can happen to you. So you must be a carrier of his presence. Number three, you must know that his blood is for your preservation. In Revelation 12, verse 11, he said, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They overcame him. And in Egypt, God told the Israelites, put the blood upon the lintels of your house, upon the doorpost of your house. He said, the avenger will move through the land, the angel of death. And when he sees the blood, he will do what? He will pass over. Friends, the blood of Jesus is superior to the blood of bulls and goats. That blood preserves. That blood secures. That blood keeps. And if you are covered with the blood, no evil can befall you. Can I hear that, amen, lover? No evil. No evil. No evil. I say no evil. In Psalm 105, I will round up with this and I will pray. Psalm 105 verse 8, verse 13 to 15. Give us Psalm 105 verse 13 to 15. I will say a few things that we're going to pray. When they went from one nation to another nation, from one kingdom to another kingdom, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He did not allow, why? Because he was there with them. He did not allow any man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake. He rebuked kings for their sake. And then he said, suffer no man. No, give us verse 15. Verse 15 now. Saying. Somebody say, I am untouchable. I cannot hear you. Shalala, I am untouchable. Stand up and I say, sometimes one, two, three, four, five, six, and seven. I am untouchable. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Friends, you are untouchable. Hear me and hear me well. You are untouchable. Witches will see you and run away. Occultic men will see you and fly away. Why? Because you are untouchable. You are untouchable. Say one more time, I am untouchable. Shalala, I am untouchable. Scream it, I am untouchable. You are untouchable. Touch not my anointed. Are you anointed of God? Is God's anointed upon your life? And God said, touch not my anointed. It's the command he has given. Touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. One man where I was, you know, pastoring the bunny, he had, you know, he was our neighbor. Whenever we had Bible study, miracle service, he would gather his people and they would be smoking and drinking and puffing cigarette into the church. And then one day after prayer meeting, full of fire, I went and said to him, young man, you have been puffing smoke into the nostrils of God. A day will come. You will cry and nobody will wipe away your tears. And I left him. We want to buy that property. He went and instigated the man's children that they should not sell to pastor. How can this Abua man come and buy people's land here? I said to him, you are a fly and you'll be crushed like a fly. And I went and met all the man's children, said, pastor, we will sell. The man was willing to sell without his children's consent. I said, no, papa, your children must sign agreement that they have allowed to sell your property. And then we signed, they came, even the one that was a militant, came and they all signed, and we paid them their money. And then I told them, all of you pack out of this place, I give you 1 month. They said, pastor, maybe they pay rent to you. And I said, I don't need your money. Carry your money and go. Within 1 month, you all leave. And they say, we're not going to leave. The next thing, I got carpenters. After 1 month, begin to roof the house. Bible says, the violent, they came by force. You see, don't become a jellyfish for the devil. You are a lion. Always roar. When the lion roar, all the other animals in the jungle, they look for where to go to. You are a lion. You're not a chicken. Don't act like a chicken. They thought I would not do it. They said, this wicked man, how can pastor be behaving like this? And people like the house are de-roofing the house. I said, yes, I bought the land, though. I bought everything. You can't stay anymore. I de-roofed the house. When they saw me remove the roof, they began moving their things out. I said, oh, you're not going to go before, eh? Stay now. We'll see how far. And that's how we clear that place out. Friends, at times, you need to be violent in the spirit. Is somebody to be violent this morning? That man is no more to be found. His wife is no more to be found. He just began to swear, to swear, to swear, to swear, to swear. And then he just, he went. The wife, the stomach began to swear, swear, swear. Who went. Nobody came to help them. Because the word has come. The day you will cry, nobody will wipe your tears away. Because they dare to touch. And what was his confidence? His father was a juju priest in his community. So he was relying on his father's ability. But me, I was relying on Jehovah. David told Goliath, you come to me with your gods, but I come with you in the name of the Lord of the Most High, whose armies you have defied. And Goliath came down. Whoever is terrorized, you shall come down. Rise up with somebody. It is time to pray. Every power, every authority harassing your life, bring them down, 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 down. Music team, please help me sing Psalm 121. Please help me sing Psalm 121. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. You are protected. You are secure. You are preserved. Psalm 121, please, fast. I will lift up my hands to the east when come at my help. Somebody pray. You will not die like a chicken. You will roar like a lion.
I will lift up my eyes to the east, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heavens and earth. He says, he will not suffer my food.
Oh, yes.
My foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth me, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is my shield. Upon the right hand, upon the right hand. sun shall not smart me by day, not the moon by night. He shall preserve my soul even forevermore. Oh,
Jesus Christ, know for sure you are untouchable. As you travel on the road, no evil shall befall you. He shall give his angels to take charge over thee. Your travel shall be in safety. Your sleep shall be in safety. Your walk shall be in safety. As you are abiding in the secret place, you are tabernacled in his presence. And no evil shall befall you. No plague shall come near your dwelling. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear the bell?